KO4 KCL testing handheld.
Testing the handheld, you're coming into the repeater loud and clear, K5WLL.
Confirming K5WLL, thank you very much. KO4 KCL.
KO4 KCL, copy. Have a good day, K5WLL clear.
KO4 KCL clear.
White level.
HKX, hey Daniel.
Hey.
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself today?
Just got a call from my dad, and he's got water pouring out at his house and trying to fix some corroded copper pipe.
Sounds like you got your evening planned for you then.
Had a change when you make plans, but yeah, so I didn't have all my stuff with me, so shame on me, but I ran back to my house, so now I'm just driving.
Been there and looked at it and know what it is.
And his toilet was leaking, like had a bad wax seal or something, so I took that off and replaced it, and then I noticed that there was still water kind of pouring out into their kitchen, so I just ripped that ceiling out, and the copper pipe joint was dripping pretty heavily. So, yep, think I know, got the calls finally, but what you up to?
I went up to see my stepdad, and we went up and checked out the property I bought and walked around for a little while. I'm going to have to deal with a couple people that are on the property that shouldn't be. So, just dealing with little things like that.
That part's never fun, dealing with the people on your property. I've unfortunately had to deal with that twice, but yeah. But that's pretty cool. How big is your property you bought?
I bought 37 acres back around March or April, so trying to get it all squared away.
Close to you where you're at, or what?
Kind of Bavard, which is, I don't know, 20 minutes from where I live now, so not too far.
Is it going to be more like a, almost like a hunting cabin, or are you going to actually build on it?
The plan is to actually build on it right now, but I've been trying to wait and see what's going to happen with all this mess going on and lumber prices and all that, but don't look like it's going to come down anytime soon, so I don't know what to do.
Have you seen those barn dominiums? It's basically a metal shell, but instead you can build your 2x4 walls or whatever you want to for the inside.
I have seen those, but I can't get the wife on board yet with that.
Amazing! I think I pretty much got my wife talked into it, but I don't have the money right now or the property to actually do that.
They doing those things is just amazing, and they look great, but like I said, I just can't get her to jump on it yet.
I'm going to show her some nice pictures of how they design it. I love the fact of having a huge workshop like that. I'm sure doing what you do, you would appreciate that too.
The garage to be separate from the house is the problem. One of the problems. So then I would be putting up two metal shells.
Like a walk, like an open walkway in the middle, possibly. KI4DTY.
Great kick. Yeah, I've been trying to get her on board with it for a while. There's actually a couple of TV shows about them now that actually show some pretty cool stuff that you can do with them. And YouTube channels devoted just to that.
Hold on 1 second, Patrick. Was calling me to give me any other parts he needed. No, I think, I tell you what, those mini barnominiums, if I could actually talk here, are pretty sweet. So, and then the cool part is you don't have to deal a lot with the lumber prices. I mean, obviously you'll have some lumber. My radio or not, but can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. It's probably mine breaking up. I'm close to the house. So, Daniel, I'll go ahead and say 7-3 to you. Good luck with your dad's water line there, and maybe it won't be too much trouble to fix. KO4 ATX 7-3.
Caught filling it. I haven't heard you lately, and I saw you over by my house past week. But yeah, so great to talk to you, and I hope you have a great day, and we'll catch up soon. This is KI4 DTY 73, Lisbon.